Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It's coming up on 10 past. Well, last week, all week, we're down in Texas, Houston, Texas, as part of Commodity Classic. And during that time, I unfortunately missed our weekly NDSU segment. And I don't think I'd actually even had a chance to talk to Thomas Call before. He's a horticulturist and NDSU plant sciences. He's a doctor. And first of all, I apologize, Tom. I gapped you out. That wasn't very nice. But
yeah, that's didn't make well. It's okay, man. No worries. I'm glad we got together before the 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
time. So what happened though?
Absolutely. All right, all good. Well, we wanted to find out a little bit more about what you do, and I don't think we've actually talked about. I'm interested to find out a little bit more about your program for folks that don't know. NDSU, we do a weekly segment. We find out about different things agriculturally or livestock or different things, and this was one that we'd set up a long time ago. It's an extension program that works with growers and gardeners to identify the best vegetable varieties for North Dakota. So does that mean like you're working with just regular people, and you're also working with ag producers? Is that what that means?
That's right. We've developed a huge team over the last 15 years. We've got, like last year, we worked with over 400 families in North Dakota, and that includes gardeners and growers. What it's all about is, you know, I think right now we're ordering our seed now for our gardens and for our small-scale farms. And you know, that can make a big decision choosing the right variety. Because if you pick the right variety, you can have much higher yield. You can have better flavor in your produce. You can have earlier, you'd be the first one to the market. You can pick varieties that can resist diseases, so you don't have to be spraying fungicides so much. And so the first step to have a great garden is to have great seeds. But, you know, like Eric, it's so hard. Like you look through the seed catalogs and everything looks so great in there, you know. So how do you know if it's going to work here in North Dakota? I don't know. Do you grow a garden there, Aaron?
My parents do, and I help them with that. But I'm 100% with you. I'm assuming that you know Don Kinsler, so we do a garden show. So I'm there with what you're talking about. But yeah, if I were to open up a book right now, unless it told me it was for our climate, I probably wouldn't know.
Right. Well, you know that's just the way it is. And so, what's the best way to find out the best variety for a garden or a farm in North Dakota? And I think the best way is to do a test of varieties in gardens and farms in North Dakota. And so that's what we do with our North Dakota Home Garden Variety Test. And the way it works is, in the NDSU Extension, we identify some of the most promising varieties out there, and then we send out those seeds to gardeners and farmers, and we ask them to test those varieties in their farms or in their garden. And it's been a roaring success. Again, I said, like last year, we had over 400 families do the testing with us. And I know you're based there in Fargo. And in Cass County alone, we had 60 families who participated in our trials. And everybody's welcome to participate. And we have all kinds of vegetables and cut flowers that we test, everything from zucchini to burpless cucumbers to carrots to beans, or you just name it. We have over 40 different types of vegetables and flowers that we test every year. And the tests are really simple. So, like, what we usually do is we have, like, a new variety that looks really great, really has a lot of potential, and we test it against another variety that we know is good. And so the gardener tests those two side by side, and at the end of the year, they tell us which ones they would recommend to their fellow gardener. And we use that information to make our listing and our description of the recommendations of the best varieties for North Dakota. Again, everybody's invited to participate. And in about a couple of weeks, we're going to be sending out our catalog. And if anybody's interested in getting our online catalog, you can just go online to our website. And and ask for it, and I'll send it out to you. And again, tests are really simple. It's a fun family project, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like one nice thing about it, Eric, is that it's not just growing, but it's taste testing. So you have these I get these nice reports about families that are having arguments on the dinner table about like which carrot tastes better, that kind of thing. So
right,
it's good practical research, and it's and you know, thousands of gardeners get this information through our workshops every year.
That's fantastic. I have to ask you real quick. I'm hearing you, but you're chopping, and I don't know if are you in a cell phone? Is there by chance you got a bad signal?
Right.
I'm not sure, but we're hearing you, but it's like it's cutting out a little bit. Do you have an area you can get to that's got a better signal, or am I just going to
Okay, sorry about that.
That's much better. I don't know what you did, but gosh sakes, that sounds really good. So for anybody for the catalog and they want to give that information or get that information, I'm going to have you repeat that information because it was a bit choppy.
Okay, so if anybody's interested in getting our online seed catalog, just go to our website, and we're the North Dakota Home Garden Variety Trials. Okay. And you just got to go to Google. Just Google that out, North Dakota Home Garden Variety Trials. And on that webpage, you can sign up to get our catalog. And also, we've been doing these trials for 15 years.
Oh, man.
And if anybody wants to see the results and our listing of the recommended varieties, it's all there on the website.
That is fantastic. How did it all get started? Was it just a recommendation from somebody 15 years ago? I'm not expecting you to know that, but maybe you do.
No, I started this program.
You did. Okay.
And it's one of a kind in the nation. We have developed one of the largest research networks in the whole United States. We've worked with over 1,000 families in North Dakota, and we let people in Minnesota and Montana and South Dakota participate as well. So
okay.
Because it all just makes sense.
Right.
Because to find out what's the best variety for North Dakota, we need to test the varieties in North Dakota. And the public has been so good about it. They're doing an amazing job of getting the information for us.
When you have somebody track and give you information, what kind of things do you ask for? And is it during like the entire growing season?
Right. So the way it works is that, like, let's say you want to do a trial on snap peas. I'll give you two varieties to test side by side and a simple sheet to fill out. And what you do is I want to know, like, which one germinated better, which one was healthier, which one produced first, which one had a higher yield, and which one tasted better. And then we ask, which ones would you recommend for your fellow gardeners or farmers in North Dakota?
Okay.
So it's just a checklist is all we ask. We don't ask you to take any intense measurements or anything like that.
Okay.
It's very simple and straightforward. And, you know, it's kind of a good kids project, too.
So oh, yeah.
They can learn science that way.
Are you looking for people for this year?
Well, we're always looking, because the bigger the team, the more information we have, and, you know, the better recommendations we can make. So,
right.
Our program is quite overwhelming, I have to say. Again, it's over 400 families alone last year, but we're happy to build a project up. Our goal is always trying to get about 200 families, but we've broken all the records now. And again, I really encourage anybody to just go to our website, and you'll get our catalog, and you can choose whatever vegetable you want to test. I won't torture you. If you don't like spinach, I won't make you grow spinach in your garden. You can grow whatever you want. And then, again, very simple trial and very simple but very important information. You know, local citizen science is what we're talking about here.
Okay. Give that web address one more time.
Yeah. Go to Google and search, and go to the North Dakota Home Garden Variety Trials. It'll be right there for you.
Okay. And then how many different vegetables? I'm sure you probably said, but how many different, like, tomatoes and carrots and peas? But there's a lot of different things. How many different things are you running trials on?
You got it. We have over 40 different trials of beans and beets and cantaloupe and cucumbers and lettuce.
You can keep the beets.
Squash, watermelons, sunflowers, lots of good stuff.
Oh, man, that is awesome. Well, Thomas, I appreciate you popping on today. I don't know what you did, but your signal went from, like, choppy to, like, perfect, so... I don't know if you're hanging out the window or what you're doing, but you definitely fixed the problem for us. I will say this. We'll have to get you on again, too, as we get closer to the growing season. We can kind of remind folks of this and get it completed. But, Thomas, thank you so much for doing this today. And, again, are you doing both ag producers and just regular gardeners, too, right? Both kind of forms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome to participate in our trials. It doesn't mean if you're a big-time grower or a beginner gardener. You know, we all have something we can offer to the team, and we'll get. And then I write the report at the end of the year, and we share the results with everybody.
Fantastic.